This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and a light breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing pleasant temperatures, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF intercepted two rockets fired from Lebanon earlier today, as reported by Ynet. This marks the first such incident since the recent ceasefire between Jerusalem and Beirut. Also, Walla reports that Naim Qassem rejected a potential agreement with Israel in a speech earlier this hour, complicating Hezbollah's stance in Beirut. Also this hour, the IDF successfully killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the October 7th Kisufim massacre, according to JNS. The strike took place in southern Gaza. Separately, Hezbollah appears to have turned down a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel, as noted by Forward from earlier today. And finally, Axios reports that Donald Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon over 51 days ago, aiming to pave the way for a broader peace deal. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News shared just minutes ago that at least 5 people were wounded in suspected terror drive-by shootings in central Israel. The incidents occurred near Kochav Yair and Sur Yitzhak. I-24 News English posted about suspected terror attacks earlier, reporting 4 injured across 3 locations in the Sharon region. Maurice Hirsch, an Israeli legal advocate, wrote that the UN's bias against Israel has reached new lows, urging for the closure of UN offices in the country. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's interception of rockets, Ynet reported that air defenses targeted the projectiles near Yifta and Ramot Naftali. This incident tests the fragile ceasefire renewed recently between Jerusalem and Beirut, heightening tensions along the border. Turning to the situation in Beirut, Walla highlighted that Naim Qassem's speech distancing from a potential agreement with Israel adds complexity to Hezbollah's position. This development could strain internal Lebanese politics and affect regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's elimination of a Hamas terrorist in southern Gaza, reported by JNS, targeted a commander involved in past attacks on Kisufim. This military action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. It signals continued vigilance in Gaza. In earlier reporting, Forward mentioned Hezbollah's rejection of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Lebanon. This refusal could stall peace efforts and invites further diplomatic strain between the involved nations. Finally, Axios noted Trump's previous announcement of a ceasefire, aiming to facilitate a peace deal with Iran. This strategic move reflects broader geopolitical maneuvers, impacting Netanyahu's political landscape in Israel. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports Rami Livy is seeking approval to raise salaries for employed relatives at the company. The General Assembly will discuss this next month. Separately, Ktech explains the IDF's need for increased funding, citing lessons from recent conflicts. The military plans a comprehensive overhaul of its force-building strategies. And finally, Globes highlights that layoffs of low-paid workers have skewed average wages higher. April's average wage saw a 4% increase compared to April 2025, though it dipped from March. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.